gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dr. Jared Lazarus.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by the beautiful and witchy...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. Miss Witch. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a snack. And I'll tell you right now, VitaCraft has it. Healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack called Lick and Lap. And you can get it at VitaCraft.us. You can get it at Walmart.com and in your pet stores. Also, SCOE 10X is back. It is absolutely amazing. It will take out any odors out of your home, your car, your office. You can only order it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. And it really is the best out there. I guarantee it. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dogs. They will fall in love with those as well. 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. If you're ordering a calendar this year for next year, 2026, HushitBookGroup.com. Check it out. And dreaming of your next adventure with Colette in Italy and me, 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1-3-8-2-0-0-9. Check it out at TalkinPets.com. This is... Talking Pets.
You walk out the door, then you walk back in the second that's cold outside, and you see I've got something to give, and I'd give it to you 100 times over till you screwed me over just like the last time, saying it was the last time. I paid the price, staying alone in my room after what happened to you. I'm thinking I really loved you, and maybe I still do. But I think your honesty's something I needed to lose. No, it's not healthy, it doesn't help me, but I do it anyways. Looking at photos, reading the letters that you gave me. A ghost never leaves a haunted house.
This is one of the songs from the movie Regretting You, which I screened this week. And you can read the review at TalkinPets.com under movie reviews. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week.
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, it's time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five from last week. Black Phone 2 made $36 million in 1 week. Not bad for a horror film.
I heard it was good.
It actually is if you make it past the first half hour. The first half hour, I thought was a little boring. But then after Ethan Hawke appears as the evil guy, the grabber, then it really gets more enticing.
The grabber.
Yeah, the grabber. That was number one. Animals in the movie on that one. I'm trying to think. I don't think so on that one. I can't recall. But
it's on Peacock.
Is it on there already?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The second one?
Oh, I don't know. Black Phone is.
Black Phone. Okay. Yeah, the second one's not on there.
Oh.
First one was pretty good, though, but bothered me a lot. You know why. Also, number two, Tron Ares was the second one. In 2 weeks, made $58 million. I did not get to screen that one, nor did I screen Good Fortune. It made $8.7 million in its opening week. One Battle After Another, I did not see that one either. Made $63 million in 4 weeks, which is not a really good take considering it's Leonardo DiCaprio. So I don't think the movie's too great. Now, I did get to screen Roofman, and it made $17 million in 2 weeks. Not a big take for Channing Tatum. He usually brings in more money than that. The movie, if you go into the movie thinking drama rather than comedy, you're good to go. Because it kind of gets funny after he's naked in the film.
I don't think it's supposed to be a comedy.
It kind of has some humor in it.
It's like, about a man who robs McDonald's.
Yeah, did you see what happened this week? Somebody robbed, like, a shoe store and made off with, like, hundreds of pairs or whatever of Nikes or whatever, like, high tops and stuff. And you know how they got in? Through the roof. They dug a hole in the roof, just like the movie Roof Man, and they got away.
Wonder where they got that idea from.
Garbage bags and garbage bags of items.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not exactly the Louvre, but
it's not a bad idea.
Still, they, you know, go through the roof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to worry about any doors or anything like that. Just, you know, bang right through the roof and go in and take what you want. Scary. People are really going on odd ends. But here's a movie that actually depicts life, or a life depicts the movie, you know, basically when they go and rob through the roof like that. So those are your top five movies as of last week. I did actually screen another film, and like I said, Regretting You, I screened that one, and that song there was by McKenna Grace, and she's the one that stars in the movie.
Hmm.
It's taken from a book. The women in the theater seemed to love it because they all clapped at the end of it. I thought it was a Hallmark movie.
Oh.
So I thought it was okay. you know, it was like, Hallmark movies are pretty good. But the thing is, if you like that type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it reminded me of. And it was a little bit predictable, but it's still a decent movie. So you can read the reviews at TalkinPets.com. Check them out there. So, you know, seeing that this is our Halloween show, and so, Lexi, your scariest Halloween movie was...
The Ring. That one gave me the most nightmares.
And that's because you thought something was going to come out of your TV.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
How old were you?
I had to have been like 11 or so when I watched it. I don't know. Let me look it up when it came out because I probably was older.
Probably. Mine is because, you know, and it depicts real life for me because Halloween, the original Halloween.
No, I was like 9.
No, you were 9 years old.
Yeah, it came out in 2002. So I was young and it really, really terrified me.
Movies are scary for kids. That's a second thought on letting them watch it. But with Halloween, I grew up in our neighborhood where we used to, it was back then, you know, in the 70s. And, yeah, 70s. And back then, and we used to leave the front doors open. Everybody left their doors open. Everybody used to have parties, and they'd invite the neighbors and so on and so forth, and cookouts. That's just the way of life back then. But then when my sister's best friend and one of my buddies, actually, no pun intended, but that was his name, was Buddy. The other guy was a relative through our family, PJ, and I say guy, but they were only 11 and 12 years old, but they were walking home from school, and a guy got out of a mental institution by the name of William Bright and kidnapped both of the boys and murdered them and decapitated them everywhere, you might say. So when I do watch Halloween now, it just kind of brings me back to that because this was a friendly neighborhood. Everybody got along. Everybody was really cool with each other. And then this happened. And from that moment on, everybody started locking their doors. So don't always think that it won't happen to you because it could. Dr. Jared, what is your scariest?
It's a tie
The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, that was a good one. That's not scary.
It was not scary, but it's gory.
The other one, you guys might not know it, The Strangers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that one is scary. Yeah, that one's weird.
Because that depicts, like, that could happen, too.
It could happen, yeah.
And then, along those lines, you know, there's some, like, really cheap budget films like Rest Stop.
I will say, though, the thing is, it's good to have a dog in the house or a cat that will go after them, like my cat will, if she doesn't know you. But to have a dog in the house that barks because it deters weird people from entering your home or harming anybody. Or it also, the dog will let you know if somebody's outside or trying to get in. It is good to have a pet as protection. Alarms work. But
you're less likely to get broken into if you have a dog.
I think so, too, because alarms can be disconnected. They can get around. Look at the people that dug through the roof in order to get those sneakers. They evaded all the doors and everything, went through the roof. But the thing is, dogs are good to keep strange people away. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets. sunsets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Lobster with black spots has found a new home at Northeast University's Marine Science Center in Massachusetts after a local lobster man caught the calico crustacean in their net. In it, Serena Munzo, the outreach program coordinator at the Marine Science Center, explained that Jackie's, short for jack-o'-lantern, coloring is due to a pigment compound called astaxanthin. That's something we see a lot in crustaceans that gives most lobsters a reddish color, she said. In this world, the calico is sort of a combined in different ways at different points around the shell with other pigments, and that gives her this really rare, almost freckled look. Munzo goes on to note that one in every 3 million lobsters caught is a calico. Their numbers are likely few, partly because their standout look makes them easy for predators to spot. She also went on to say that it's unclear if a calico-colored lobster can produce similar-looking offspring, since the coloration is more of a recessive trait. There's a possibility, but you really never know. It would depend on a lot of different things, she explained. Along with a new home, Jackie also gains a new friend, A while back, the Marine Science Center inherited a rare blue lobster, appropriately named Neptune. Neptune and Jackie will be residing in tanks near each other, but not in the same habitat. For the lobsters, they can be a little territorial, so we tend to keep each lobster in a separate tank, said Munzo, just so they have their own space. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, bang, alakazam,
wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view,
flash, bang, alakazam,
I got a look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I-T-it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bang, alakazam,
out of an orange-colored sky.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call, and happy Halloween to everybody out there. We hope you have a very safe Halloween. Make sure, look over your shoulder at all times, especially if it's a full moon and a black cat runs across your path. Mine will be in the house, so you don't have to worry about her. She'll be crossing my path.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Original Movie Theater Theme. Movie theme. Of a scary movie that I'm going to play. And if you can guess what movie this is from, then you're going to be a winner. And if you're a winner, you can pick out Cat Treats by Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. We have the Dog Treats by Good Pets Foods, daily probiotic, multivitamin, and the Hip and Joint Plus you get. There's supplement treats for the dogs. Also, we have the books, Pets, 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 brand new from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. No, you're not murdering your grandma. It's actually about reptiles. And it's a music CD. We have the bottle of SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator you will ever find, and I guarantee that. We have the bracelet on elephants. Close. It's an elephant bracelet. And we do have a tumbler, kind of like a bracelet for your tumbler, so when you're drinking. I'm not sure if we have the NFL or the Stitch one, because I'm not sure which one somebody else won, but we'll find out. But you can go one of those, or we have a keychain for a boy, a little boy. And Jared picked out of the calendars to give away. We're going to give away the desk calendar. Jared, what's the name of that calendar? The one in your hand, the one that you chose.
The one I chose is National Parks, A Year Exploring America's Natural Treasures.
So that's what you'll get, and it's a desk calendar, and that's from HashidBookGroup.com. You can check them out there, Workman Publishing. So those are your choices if you want to win a prize and play the game. But like I said, you have to guess what movie this theme song, original theme song, is from. This song actually is from a movie that was probably, and for some people, one of the scariest movies ever made. A friend of mine starred in it, and she actually was not in the graces of the church. That's your hint. This movie was extremely scary. What is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what movie it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can be a winner, trick or treat, of a prize. 818-818-6401. So, Dr. Jared, chocolate, of course, not good for dogs. Not even really good for humans, because I heard in large cases, like large amounts, you can actually get toxicity, humans, from chocolate. But because animals are smaller and so on and so forth, and they're not used to that, eating that, it is deadly for them, isn't it? It could be.
In large amounts, yes. Dark chocolate more than milk chocolate. Basic rule, do not have chocolate of in any form around. If there's any doubt, call up and your dog ingests any amount of chocolate.
If there's any doubt, throw it out.
Call the ASPCA poison control hotline, and they will ask you questions and they will give you a definitive answer, or call or go to the your emergency clinic, because chocolate is deadly for dogs.
And you also got to be careful too about the wrappers, correct?
Yes. Wrappers, any foreign objects, string, raisins and grapes. Mm-hmm. If you're giving away raisins or grapes, both poisonous, because grapes are raisins.
Right. Same thing. So, we're going to go real quick to Jason in Southern Oregon. Jason, do you know what movie that song was from?
Is it The Exorcist?
Congratulations. You were absolutely correct. And if you would, because we've got to go out to a break, stay on the line and speak with Sydney. Tell Sydney what you want to go with. And that prize will be yours. Jason, thanks for calling into the show. You got a question?
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks, Jason. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Happy Halloween from Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
On Wednesday, a police canine with the Colorado Springs Police Department was critically injured during a domestic violence call. According to the department, canine Rome, a Belgian Malinois, was stabbed multiple times by a suspect who had barricaded himself at a home on Gorgetit Quail Grove. Rome had to undergo emergency surgery at a local emergency veterinary hospital. On Thursday, Police Foundation of Colorado Springs provided an update after Rome's surgery, writing, "Rome pulled through surgery and made it through the night. He had multiple surgeries on his neck, abdomen, and leg. His handler says that he has lifted his head to look around some and has even wagged his tail a few times. He will be working on taking a few steps later. Rome is still not out of the woods, so please continue to keep him in your thoughts." As reported by KHOU News, one of Rome's legs was amputated during the surgery. The canine was not wearing a protective vest because he is too young, 18 months, and dogs are not fitted with them until they fully are grown at 20 months of age. The suspect is identified as Anthony Bryant, 37 years old. He is facing multiple charges, including burglary, obstruction, resisting arrest, attempted felony, and aggravated cruelty to law enforcement animals. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
On Facebook with a caption beginning, "Our jaws are on the floor," the Harpersville, New York-based zoo revealed that one of their red kangaroos, Rosie, had given birth to a rare all-white Joey, her first baby born at the park a few months ago. At the age of approximately 4 to 5 months, we do our first full pull, removing the baby from the mom's pouch for a full inspection and medical review, and then return the Joey to mom's pouch for her to raise. The zoo explained of how the baby's surprising color was discovered. The park went on to explain that the Joey's rare white color is caused by a rare lack of color pigmentation, and that his black eyes are what make him leucistis.
Something like that.
Something like that. As opposed to your normally anticipated red-eyed albino mutation. We are not fully aware of any red kangaroos in the United States, proving just how rare this occurrence is. The caption continued, "That said, we are now working with professionals in the zoological community to see just how unique of a blessing this little one is." In the post, the park said that the Joey's coloration was a surprise to us all and was caused by the genetic combination between his parents, Rosie and Boomer. They also revealed that they waited until now to inspect the Joey's full, as red kangaroos are born the size of your thumbnail and do much of their development in mom's pouch outside of the womb. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Trying to figure out exactly what they were spelling, and I'm thinking, I know I picked this song, and finally I got it. And it was white, okay, because it was a white Joey, which is a baby kangaroo, and very rare, but he was white. So,
have you ever watched a kangaroo baby climb up to the mother's pouch?
I've seen it. They're really tiny, like your pinky.
It's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like a fetus. Like, they have no legs. They only have arms.
It's called an alien.
Yeah, it's literally like a fetus. It gets born as, like, about, they're not kidding. It's about the size of your thumbnail. And they climb from the bottom of the kangaroo, like, where its private parts are, up. They climb with their little tiny, embryo arms. And then did
Howard Stern help in this situation?
I don't know.
You said private parts.
Yeah. And then they get, and then they go into the pouch, and then they clap. And then that's where the teats are, and then they clap. They get on. So a lot of them actually die from the way.
On the way up?
Yeah, on the way up, they don't make it to the pouch.
It's a journey.
Well, they're mean kangaroos, apparently.
They're not.
So in Australia, they have a zoo and they have kangaroo heaven, and you can actually go into a kangaroo habitat and feed them and pet them and hang out with them.
Before they kill you?
No, they're all pretty small.
Oh, okay. Is that the Irwin Zoo?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there. He's on Dancing with the Stars now. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing quite
Robert,
well.
Robert, the son.
He's good.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, 818-818-6401, that's the number, 818-818-6401.
Yeah, we can play a game to pass the time.
Okay. Since somebody won very quickly on the other one, that's what we'll do, is we'll give another Halloween horror song. And if you can guess what movie this one's from, this one's going to be a little tougher, I think, even though they've had about 12 of them. But I'd be surprised if somebody gets it on that hint. There's been a lot of them. 818-818-6401. What horror film franchise, long franchise, is this song from? I'll tell you, when I saw the first one, I don't think I ever wanted to go camping ever again. Because you never know. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you think you know what movie that is from. 818-818-6401. Dr. Jared, so people realize, can you explain... In candy, they now... Oh, they're not now, but they have xylitol in there. And they now put it in peanut butter. So people need to be wary of that as well. But another reason why you don't want your pets eating chocolate is because xylitol is in... Or candy is in there, right? That could be deadly, right?
Is xylitol in chocolate now?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure on the chocolate. I know it's in candies.
But what you got to be careful of is a lot of vets, including me, say hide their pill in peanut butter. But
cheese.
But you got to make sure it's not sugar-free peanut butter, and you got to make sure that xylitol, spelled with an X, is not in there, because xylitol is very poisonous.
Who's getting sugar-free peanut butter? That sounds
tasty. I don't know. Maybe they're selling it, so maybe right. I mean, I wouldn't eat it, but I don't really...
Somebody's getting it. But it is weird, though. You got to be really careful about the xylitol and the peanut butter, because I know people are still giving... Tons of people give their dogs peanut butter in, like, you know, the Kong toys or whatever, to keep them busy, which is a great distraction.
Right.
If you want to tire them out, or if they have anxiety issues... You can even freeze the peanut butter and put it in one of those things, and that dog will stay busy forever. But the xylitol is very dangerous.
Very dangerous, and I imagine sugar-free candies probably have it. Xylitol. It's everywhere.
I think you're right. It is pretty much everywhere now, and you would think that it's so bad that they wouldn't have it in things, but I guess it's what gives it the flavor?
Right. It does, but you know, now they have stevia, and what are some of the other ones, like monk fruit, that are sugar-free, but... If it's anything says sugar-free, you got to be really careful about getting it to your dogs.
We're going to go out to Jerry in Oregon, and Jerry thinks she knows what this is, which is, what horror movie, Jerry, was that song from?
Well, I've never seen that movie or anything. It's just a total guess. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I would say...
You are a huge nerd.
No, you were incorrect. Sorry.
Okay.
It was a good guess. It was a good guess.
Thank you for letting me try.
Okay, of course. You can keep trying every time, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And happy Halloween. Play safe. So, it is not Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but it is actually... I would say that it, how can I, I'm trying to think of a hint. The first one was really scary, and, okay, here's the theme, here's the story on it. If you've seen the first one, the actual killer in this franchise for the very first one that came out was the mother.
That's kind of giving it away.
Maybe.
The camping was a good enough hint.
You think?
Yes.
Well, Steve...
I knew what it was right away.
Right.
The fact that you said that there are 12 movies and that you don't want to go camping, right there, you're done.
Well, let's see if Steve knows in Oceanside, California. What do you think, Steve? What movie
Halloween?
Is this from? Halloween?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. No. That one's... Sorry, we're incorrect on that one.
Good guess, though.
Good guess, though, Steve. So, no, see, nobody knows, because that's a big trivia question. On the very first movie that was made from this franchise, who was the actual killer? And everybody says it was...
Blank.
Yeah.
Blank. We'll just say that it was blank.
But it was actually the mother. 818-818-6401. You knew that?
Yeah,
I did. Because how many have over 12 in the series?
Yeah. No, did you know that the mom is the killer in the first? Yeah,
in the first one.
If you've watched them, then you know.
That was that was a darn scary movie.
It was back then.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go out in the woods.
I still think it's the first one was pretty scary. There are some parts.
818-818-6401. It's still out there. What movie was that theme song from? And there's been about 12 of them. Think camping. Think the mother is the killer, which you don't really know until the end of the movie. But not giving anything away. It's been out forever. If you haven't seen it by now. Hey, this is Talking Pets. Happy Halloween.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Roots Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talking Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. This is our Halloween show, having a little fun today and getting everybody used to the up-and-coming Halloween. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
What are you giving her?
I'm Lexi Adams.
I'm trying to bribe your cat so it doesn't kill me. So I
don't
offered
give her,
her
that,
a
don't
little
give her
bit
that.
Of icing.
No.
No, I'm not going to give it to her. Kitty wants some chocolate?
No. So, we're going to go out to Jason in Southern Oregon, and we're going to see if Jason knows what this is from. Jason, what movie is this from?
I think it's Friday the 13th.
Congratulations. Did you know it from the hints, or did you know it because your name is Jason?
From the hints that you gave with all the movies in the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, yeah. I actually love Friday the 13th movies. I think they're cool. I'm a big horror fan. I love horror movies. So that's one of the best things about this time of the year is just watching some of the good movies that are on. Even the old ones, I could still watch them over and over again. So what do you want to go with, Jason? Something that you haven't won before, pick something new.
Let's go with the elephant bracelet, please.
You got the elephant bracelet coming out to you. So we will ship that to you, and congratulations, and trick-or-treat, and happy Halloween.
All right, thanks. Happy Halloween to you. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Jason. That's Jason out there in Southern Oregon. He is getting the elephant bracelet, and we're going to ship that to him and put in his little trick-or-treat bag. So talk with Sydney. We'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you. So, Dr. J, with the Halloween season and so on and so forth, another thing that people need to be aware of, because I've heard too many horror stories, no pun intended, on candles. Like, people put candles in jack-o'-lanterns and things like that. And then your cat or your dog knocks them over. If they get a burn from something like that, hopefully your house doesn't burn down. But if the animal burns like part of their fur, or their skin, do they need to go to an emergency vet?
Well, it depends.
Depending on how minor?
My attitude is towards, and I get questions like this, should we go to an emergency clinic? If you feel that something is in question, if you feel like you might need to go, then go. Don't question it because it could be catastrophic. And that goes for anything. Now, a burn, well, it's your judgment. But if you think there's a problem, better safe than sorry.
I got a quick question on that, too. Also, with the burn, a lot of people put the... I don't see them as much. Like, in the windows, they put the, like, ghosts and so on and so forth that light up. I don't... Like, my mom, when I was growing up, we always had those. Don't really see them now. A lot of people put things in their yard. But if an animal were to bite into an electric cord, I had heard that they could get burned that way, and you'll find out if their tongue turns, like, black. But also the thing is, it might not be immediate. I heard it could actually go 24 to 48 hours... It'll show, and your animal could be basically burned internally. Is that true?
Well, the reason they don't see it most times is because cats don't usually show their tongue.
Unless they're French kissing.
I'm not going to touch that. But anyway, the owner might not notice it, but what they will notice sometimes are burn marks on their lips if they bite into a wire.
Do they really have lips, though?
Well,
I've been thinking a lot about that with my dog. I know, she had lips.
You're scaring me here, Lexi. I'm thinking about cat lips.
No, dog lips. dog lips.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, well, Lexi, you're so cute. But, no, dogs, too. If they bite into it, they will burn their lips or their muzzle or whatever you want to call it. And days later, yeah, you might see, because if a cat will keep their, if their tongue is hurting, the cat will keep their tongue inside their mouth. And then you might notice it if you're very observant. But what you got, if a Y or two is a like a linear foreign body, what we call like a string, and they might, even if the electricity is off, they might bite into a wire, chew it up, swallow it, and if they constantly are vomiting, you know, bring them to the vet. Safe than sorry.
That is true. But the one thing that you need to be aware of, too, you want to make sure that your pet's okay, but then the pricing at an emergency vet is pretty expensive.
Yes, and the reason for that is...
You're not making an appointment.
I'll say this outright. Corporations have taken over what used to be private veterinary practices and have jacked up the prices. So what used to cost,
you know,
$300 is now $3,000. And unfortunately, people cannot afford basic veterinary care for their patients because veterinary corporations have taken over. And it's not, in my opinion, it's not a good thing.
And the thing, you know, it's weird because I had found a, well, I didn't find, a friend found a kitten one time, gave it to me, and then the kitten was having problems because kittens that are taken away from their mothers in the wild or outside, basically, 50% of them end up dying because they need to be with the mom. They need to have that nutrition, that warmth, that caring. People sometimes and don't know how to take care of them, and it ended up with, in my case, that... The kitten got sick, so I took her to Dr. Katie from the show. Dr. Katie helped the kitten, thought it was good afterwards, but then again, it ended up getting sick. And we called, like you're saying, an emergency vet in the area. They wanted $1,000 just to watch the kitten overnight.
Yes, that's $1,000 minimum. And then they're going to run tests, which will add up your bill. You will not get out of there alive for less than $2,000.
Yeah. It ended up that Dr. Katie spent the evening with the kitten.
And God bless her.
Yeah. Amazing. Dr. Katie.
Go
amazing.
To...
Sorry, Fido.
You know, I'll plug this in. I'm not... If you're in Tampa or in the surrounding areas, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay, I used to work for them. They are reasonable. Be prepared to wait a long time.
But I would imagine any humane society anywhere in the country that's listening to us, that's a good choice for them to call.
Yes.
And see if they would help out.
Yes. And some mobile vets, first of all, before an emergency occurs, you should always have the number of a veterinary emergency clinic on your refrigerator.
100%.
Don't wait for an emergency to start looking for an emergency vet.
Spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. Thanks for joining us in this special Halloween show where we're doing talk about animals, but we're having good time, too, with some Halloween music and all. So celebrating the holiday. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
I'm Lexi Adams.
If you are looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and look there first because you'll find some great pets that are looking for a mom and dad. From all of us here, be safe this Halloween season. This is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.